Initialize sequence now.
Join the countdown. For actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers from across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hey, this is Vern Troyer, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's Hollywood Connections.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's TAM Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections.
Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
You are listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn.
And this is Kelly Preston, I'm so excited.
Welcome to Hollywood, what's your dream? Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't, but keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood, always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
Hello, everybody. This is a Hollywood Connections segment special with one of our beauty queen reporters from Hollywood, Florida. So she's our Miss Hollywood, Florida reporter, and you are into a show of inspiration and just refreshing. So welcome, Deidre. This is your half hour with me. Are you there?
Yes, thank you. So excited for tonight's show.
Oh, we are too. So let's kick it off and let's go into your first. I know that you sent me the breakdown and my engineer has it as well. And tell us what we're going to be talking about on this half hour.
So tonight I just wanted to talk about gratitude. You know, Thanksgiving is next week and I think it's so cool that at the end of the year is Thanksgiving. And it's such a good way to just reflect on the year, reflect on all the things you've been through, the things that have grown you, made you a better person, this new experience, and just to really just reflect on what you're grateful for and what you're thankful for. And it's cool that it's a day that is all about thankfulness, but really I think gratitude should be every day, every part of our day, every single day of our lives. We should have an attitude of gratitude. And I really just been focusing on that month and looking at what I'm thankful for. And I got the definition of gratitude. And it says, gratitude is the quality of being thankful, readiness to show appreciation for and to return kindness. And I just love in the definition, it says readiness, like you're ready to be thankful. And I was listening to a sermon today, and he was saying to see the new thing and the old thing. And kind of just saying, see what is different about something that's been the same. Maybe you're still at the same job, or you're still in the same season that you wish you were out of, or maybe you're hoping for something else. But instead of kind of complaining or wishing you had that other thing, just to look at what you have in the moment and be thankful for that, and it changes your whole perspective on what you already have.
Beautiful, beautiful words of wisdom from Deidre. I love it.
Yeah, so I researched gratitude a little bit, and I found on happierhuman.com, there's actually benefits to gratitude, and it breaks it down into four or five different categories. There's emotional, social, health, career, and your personality. And just overall, being grateful puts you in a positive state of mind. And I can say a personal story. There was a time a few years ago, I was living in another state. I was away from everything I knew, from my friends, from my family, and I was going to a school. And I just remember feeling so alone, so kind of just depressed, and just to myself, and not really meeting people where I was. And it hit me. I think I had a devotional or something that talked about positivity. And I just realized how negative I've been being and how negative I've probably been for a few years just within the battle of my own mind. And once I made a choice to think positive, I saw everything in a brand new light. And so this really is psychological. It helps you to think listening to differently. And even the Word of God says, meditate on what's lovely, what's pure, what's admirable. And it says that for a reason, because it helps us in our everyday life. And so benefits of gratitude in the five categories, it breaks it down. You can see this up. If you go to happierhuman.com/benefits of gratitude, you'll see the diagram that they have. So if you stay in the emotional category, you're going to have more good feelings. You're going to be more relaxed, more resilient, less envious, and happier memories. So your emotional aspect of yourself gets better when you're in the state of gratitude. You really become more relaxed, more resilient. You have happier memories, and it says you become less envious. A lot of the times when we're envious of people or jealous of other people, because we're not grateful for what we have. We're seeing what they have, and we're not looking at our own self. And then social, if you get into the social category, you become more social when you have gratitude. You have a healthier marriage if you're married. You're kinder. You have more friendships. You have deeper relationships. And I'm sure all of us can relate to that. Like, socially, you're better. When you're kind of negative and you're not happy, it's very hard to be around people. And you kind of, you want to, misery loves company. So it's very easy to bring other people down with you. But if you've ever been around a person who's absolutely joyful, they're laughing all the time, they're so silly, you can't help but just to laugh with them because they're enjoying their life. And that really is showing that they're grateful. They're grateful in that they're living in the moment. They're social with people around them. And it attracts people to you. I'm super attracted to people who are laughing all the time, who are so happy. I want to be around that because I want to be more of that. And I want that to influence me, and it definitely uplifts me when I'm in a good mood and I can share my good mood with other people. And then definitely in the career bubble, being grateful definitely helps you better management. There's improved networking skills. You have goal achievement. You have increased productivity, and you have improved decision making. So when you're in an attitude of gratitude, your everyday job gets better. If we all wake up to work, or all wake up and say, oh, I don't want to go to work today, I don't like my coworkers, I don't like my boss, and of course you're not going to have a great day because you already put it all down. But if you wake up, you said, you know what, thank God I have a job, I'm going to go to it, I'm going to work really hard because everything I do matters. So me being in this position matters, and this company is trusting me for whatever job that you're doing. People are trusting you. People are waiting on your obedience and waiting for you to be the leader and be an example to the other coworkers. So when you're grateful, going to work is 10 times better. And then you get to another bubble, it's health. When you're grateful, you have improved sleep. You're less sick. You have longevity in your health. You have increased energy. And you have more ability to exercise. So your health definitely takes a toll. Mentally, what you think in your mind definitely affects your body. There's definitely studies proven for that. You're definitely just being grateful for the health that God has given you and taking care of yourself and being grateful that you're able to have the things that you need to take care of yourself definitely will improve your health. And then lastly, the last bubble is your personality. You're less materialistic when you're grateful. You're less self-centered. You're way more optimistic. You have increased self-esteem, and it says you're more spiritual. Definitely, you can tell in someone's personality if they're grateful or not. They're not complaining. They're not whining. They're not gossiping. There's so many benefits to gratitude, and these are just five different categories, but it definitely affects every part of your life. And these are definitely the five major categories, and all of these categories in the middle of this diagram is the word happiness. So all these categories working together, it's increased happiness.
You know, Deidre, I want to say, keep preaching, Deidre. It's awesome. Wow. I'm just in awe. I love it. Thank you. Keep going.
Yeah, so now I want to go, obviously, to the Word of God. We're going to talk about, or we're going to read some verses from the psalmist. I absolutely love the psalmist. I think that they have a way of praising God, and the way that they talk in songs is the way, like, it teaches us how to think about God and how to give praise and how to, I guess, for me, it shows me how I should talk about God. So I'll just go through some verses. 105, 1-3 says, "Give praise to the Lord, proclaim his name, make known among the nations what he has done. Sing to him, sing praise to him, tell of all his wonderful acts. Glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice." Psalm 116:17 says, "I will sacrifice a thank offering to you and call on the name of the Lord." Psalm 95:1-2 says, "Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before him with thanksgiving and extol him with music and song." Psalm 34:1-3 says, "I will extol the Lord at all times. His praise will always be on my lips. I will glory in the Lord. Let the afflicted hear and rejoice. Glorify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together." And the last psalm says, Psalm 7:17 says, "I will give thanks to the Lord because of his righteousness. I will sing the name of the Lord Most High." And there's so many more verses about thankfulness, but I just find it interesting how the psalmists talk this way. Because I feel like if more of us talk this way, we could have a better relationship with the Lord, and we can have better joy and better understanding. And I'll read some quotes that people have said about thankfulness. A quote by Henry Frederick Amiel. He says, "Thankfulness is the beginning of gratitude. Gratitude is the completion of thankfulness. Thankfulness may consist merely of words. Gratitude is shown in acts." So definitely you can see that somebody is grateful by the way that they act and definitely the way they talk. Willie Nelson says, "When I started counting my blessings, my whole life turned around." And I definitely can account to that. Definitely when I started being positive, everything changed. Eileen Caddy says, "Gratitude helps you to grow and expand. Gratitude brings joy and laughter into your life and into the lives of all those around you." Thornton Wilder, he says, "We can only be said to be alive in those moments when our hearts are conscious of our treasures." G.K. Chesterton, he says, "When it comes to life, the critical thing is whether you take things for granted or take them with gratitude." And lastly, Roy T. Bennett says, "Be grateful for what you already have while you pursue your goals. If you aren't grateful for what you already have, what makes you think you will be happy with more?" And I got all these quotes from Shutterfly.com. And just to share a personal story, this past week, my family and I went to Texas. We were at a pastors and ministry conference, and it was absolutely an amazing conference. I laughed so much. I ate a lot of good food. I had the best time with my family. That whole entire trip, I was incredibly grateful. It was the most incredible experience, and it's an experience that I'll never forget. And I came home. The plane rides were great. Everything went great. And I was in an extreme attitude of gratitude. I opened my front door, and my house is flooded. Oh, like, I kid you not. And I'm like, what is that? And I go through my bathroom. The toilet is overflowed. The sink is overflowed. And the whole front living room is flooded with water. And I remember being in complete peace because I just spent a whole week with the Lord. And I'm like, this is nothing. this will be fine. We'll just get everything we need to get done. We'll call the plumbers or the guys to come soak up all the water, and it'll be fine. And I can't imagine if I wasn't in an attitude of gratitude, what would my reaction have been to that? Because I'm sure most people would come home pretty upset, pretty mad, and who knows how long that was like that. But I was just very calm, and I was just incredibly peaceful because I knew that God had it. God got this. The people came, and everything turned out fine. But what I found interesting was the water didn't completely flood our kitchen or our front door. It kind of split down the middle to go towards our kitchen, and our rug that we had in our kitchen, in our dining room, and in our living room, our rug completely soaked up the water, and it was like the water split down the middle. And I just thought about that. How does that even happen? I don't even know how any of this happened, but I was just so thankful and grateful that it could have been a lot worse, and it wasn't. And I just want to share this one video that I did. It was an interview that I did, and he's an actor who has a tragic story. He's been shot. He's been through all kinds of things, and he went to a local acting agency here called Famous Faces. He's a part of that, and they help him. So we can go ahead and play that video of his tragic experience, but how he's so grateful to be alive and how that's changed him.
Deidre, I'm so proud of you. Tell everybody your age.
I'm 26. I just turned 26.
And she's a Hollywood entertainment reporter with Hollywood Connections. Not just a Hollywood reporter. She's a beauty queen Hollywood reporter. We'll be right back. And Vaughn, we're going to go to that clip of Deidre's. And I hope you're enjoying the Deidre special with Hollywood Connections, chatting with Deidre. And we'll be right back.
Hey, it's Deidre Veronica reporting for Hollywood Connections with Don Meese on 106.1 FM The Heat. Here I'm at Famous Faces again with Joey DeSoma. You're one of the talent here. How are you today?
I'm excellent. Thank you.
And so we were just talking before, and you have a very inspirational story. Would you like to share with us a little bit?
Yeah. For the actors out there, you know, first things first, rejection. You're going to have a ton of it. You know, you're going to have a lot of it. It's hard. You can't let it get you down. Every no you hear gets you closer to the sound of yes. Some roads are harder than others. Me, myself, some of the things that might inspire you a little bit are, I overdosed when I was a young child, almost died. I was about 4 years old. I was in a car accident that flipped 8 times. They had to pry the roof open for us. I was actually held at gunpoint and shot in my back, and the bullet exited my chest. And just recently, I had just got out of a coma. I was in a hospital for 5 months, had to learn how to walk all over again, and it's not stopping me from acting. So whatever's stopping you, don't let it, because you're going to get your dream. Just keep moving forward.
So what would you say is the most exciting part of acting? Like, what keeps pushing you forward to do it?
I want to leave lasting memories in people's minds. There's movies that hit me in my heart that I used to watch with my, you know, late mother, that bring me back to being a child, and it makes me feel like I'm sitting there drinking Yoo-hoo as a toddler, you know? And I want to instill that in people's memories. I want them to look back on my movies and bring them to a good place.
Great. Is there like a dream movie that you have that you'd like to be a part of?
I mean, maybe one day I'll be able to play myself in a movie, and maybe the things that I've been through. But, you know, I'm up for a challenge. Any kind of acting that comes along, I'll do my best.
That's awesome. You're definitely inspiring others, and good luck to you in your career.
Thank you very much. And I couldn't do it without Famous Faces. Yeah. They're like a family to me. They book me shows. When I came here, they didn't ask for any money. All that they did was were brutally honest with me, and I appreciated that. Nobody wants to be filled up with dreams and dreams. They were completely honest, and they had a booking for me my first week. I'm not saying that would happen for everybody, but my first week, I did get one.
That's incredible. Is there social media that we could follow you at?
Yeah, you could follow me on, it's just Joey DeSoma on Facebook. That's the only one for now.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure. Nice meeting you.
You too. Back to you, Don, in the studio.
I am in the studio. And Deidre, you know that we have famous faces as an agency under Hollywood Connections Special and under Hollywood Connections. And you went over to meet with them. How did that interview go with you and Donna?
It was great. Yeah, I have that on my YouTube channel also. She was really nice to talk to. I actually met her years ago when I was younger, so I am in their system. So, yeah, it was nice to go there in their new location, and it actually got me to meet Amy Barbera, and I had a really awesome interview with her, so it was a really cool experience.
Well, you know, Deidre, you know, you're bringing God to the airwaves, and that was my dream and my more of my passion to get you and other reporters to really get people, you know, we're on this earth to bring them to Jesus. And you are doing that with your half hour show. And I just want to just give you all the glory and honor to give God the glory and honor. And for you, what you're doing is amazing. So I want to thank you.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Yes. And what was your I know you have another verse, and you want to talk about the ending?
Yeah, just one last verse. 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18 says, "Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." How specifically it says God's will for you, literally God's will for us is to rejoice always, pray continually, and give thanks in all circumstances. So thankfulness is not just a thing, it's literally God's will for us. And so yeah, just continue to have an attitude of gratitude, have an awesome Thanksgiving, and just reflect on everything that God's done this year and thank Him for everything.
That's true, Deidre. We still have a few more minutes with you yet. You know, I want to say, when you give God all the glory and honor in your life, watch things happen. And you are doing that, and you are shining brightly, and you're getting out there. We have so many fun events for you to set up that are coming around the corner. So we're really excited about the holidays for you as well.
Yes, definitely. I definitely want to get back out there. I haven't been out there in a few months. So I want to get back out doing interviews and do events. That's definitely my favorite thing to do.
Well, guess what? We were just invited by Al for the 100 Business Women's event. You're going to be there with me in Miami in March. So we have a ton of interviews coming up for that. And then we have so many other things that I'm sending you here that people are saying, I'm in Fort Lauderdale. I'm like, I got a reporter there. So
awesome.
Yeah. So give everybody your social media, your YouTube, where they can find all these amazing interviews with Deidre.
Yes, you can go to youtube.com/DeidreVeronica, D-E-D-R-A, and the word Veronica, V-E-R-O-N-I-C-A. And I also have a website, DeidreVeronica.com. You can email me also, DeidreVeronica@gmail.com.
That's right. And you also are one of the Beauty Queen reporters that we have. How is it being a reporter with a title?
It's awesome. It's a lot of responsibility. It's definitely a new thing and a new season for me, and I really saw how much responsibility it was when I was at the International Christian Film Festival. So many people just look at you and stare at you and so curious to see what your title is about, and it's such a conversation starter. People see your title and just ask you, what is that? Who are you? And it's just nice to get to know people and tell them about what you're doing.
That's right. And
so I
know we have a few minutes left. Tell us about your mom's book. Let's pitch that on the air.
Yeah, so it's Prayers for Believers by Jacqueline McIntosh. You can get it on Amazon.com. She just compiled a whole bunch of different prayers into a book. And yeah, it's not just for any people who believe. It's just anyone who, you know, wants to learn how to pray or maybe needs some help with their prayers. So Amazon.com, Prayers for Believers by Jacqueline McIntosh.
Beautiful. Well, I don't know, Deidre, I know we still have a few more minutes, and if you're interested in getting into the schools down there and speaking to the children, you can see what I've been doing with Hollywood Connections. I have another teach-in day on Thursday, and I will help you with that, and you can wear your sash and crown and motivate them as a reporter, and it might be kind of fun for you.
Yeah, that sounds awesome.
I know. They will love you. And I know our audience and our fans and everybody loves you as well. And we're so excited. And I really want people to go to your YouTube channel. Not just go there. Please subscribe to her YouTube channel as well, which would be great. And any other last words, Deidre, that you have that you'd like to tell the world?
I just want to say, you know, 2020 is coming up, and I think that every year is just a good time to continue to grow into the person that you want to be. I know God has set new dreams in my heart, and I'm just very excited every day to just wake up and live. So if you're struggling out there, know that you're not alone and you have a purpose. If you're still alive, you still have things to do. So I just get really excited when there's a new month or new year. And I just think that, this whole show, the attitude of gratitude really changes everything. So if we just stay in that attitude of gratitude, a lot of things will get better for us.
That's true. And where do you see yourself in a couple of years? Where do you want to be? What would you like to do that you haven't done?
I definitely want to own a business or be in a movie or a TV series or be a part of a church or do youth ministry. Like, there's a lot of things I like to do or want to do, but definitely own my own business and definitely still be in the entertainment industry.
Well, we have more casting directors and agents in South Florida for you to go interview on your time. I know you have another job as well, so we'll make sure that happens. Just give me some information of your free time, and then I will set up some interviews. I know maybe Ellen Jacoby would be a great interview. She's coming here for a big event November 14th. So let's get her on the air with you, and then we have other people. So I'll call your mom afterwards.
Awesome. That sounds great.
Sounds good, Deidre. We love you so much, and I miss you. Me and Chrissy are going to take a road trip down there pretty soon. We've got to see the new agency with Famous Faces. We have so many friends, and we just want to thank you so much for being on the air with Hollywood Connection Special. This is what I do with my reporters. It just gave me the chills. I have a nice warm little coat on, and I just love making their dreams come true. I'm Dawn Reese, your fairy godmother, but remember, give God all the glory and honor in your life and watch things happen. We love you, Deidre. Next on is Teresa, another reporter that is from Sacramento, California. She's on the air in just 1 minute. I'm Dawn Reese. Thank you, Deidre. We'll see you next month.
Bye, sweetheart.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product from MyPillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
Can I talk? Yes, I've got God. There's some music that we're playing for Teresa. Remember, put in promo code BEACH for those towels and pillows. And we'll be right back.
Nothing ever seems to stay the same. A parody.
Hear that drum.
So welcome, Teresa is a world's tourism.
Hi.
Hi, Teresa, take it away. It's your half hour with Hollywood Connections. Woo! Who's that amazing singer?
That was me.
I know. Love it. So tell everybody a little bit about your background before we start and a little bit more of how you got the title.
Yes. My title, this is Teresa Velasquez, World Classic Miss Tourism 2019, and currently World Tourism Miss Legacy 2020. And I was at the in Nashville, Tennessee, in July, and I got the title from Miss Legacy 2020 after crowning Nancy Quintero. She's our next Miss Classic. So, so now I'm Miss Legacy 2020.
Well, I want to congratulate you before you start with everything. You also won the top Entertainment Reporter Award in Las Vegas. So congratulations with Hollywood Connections. Yeah. Yay. We need a hand clap.
IndieWire.
I know.
Yeah. The IndieWire film and music convention in Las Vegas. I got the message from Jarrett Knowles. He's the CEO, you know, of the event. And he told me I won. I was like, oh, my God.
See what happens when you're a beauty queen and you're on Hollywood Connections as a reporter? It's awesome.
Yes. Yes. Oh, my goodness. That's wonderful.
So we have some amazing interviews that you got to interview someone from Arthur Murray because you are an amazing dancer. I mean, your posture, every time I'm on the show now, I have to sit back with my shoulders. And but first, give everyone your social media where they can see you and how gorgeous you are.
Oh, okay. Well, I have the Wix, and that is Teresa Velasquez, and I can spell that. T as in Tom, H, Henry, E, Eagle, R, Robert, E, Eagle. S Susan A. Apple, Velasquez, V as in Victor, E as in Eagle, L as in Larry, A as in Apple, Z as in Zebra, Q as in Quick, U as in Unity, E as in Eagle, Z as in Zebra, 12, dot Wix site, and that's W as in Win, I as in International, X, S-I-T-E .com/World Miss Tourism. 2019, and that's MS, so that's World Miss Tourism 2019. And you'll find my Wix website there with all my credits, my bio, the photos of the coronation July of 2019, and the Miss Legacy. All my photos are there, and videos, lots of stuff in there. So you can take a look at what I have, and I have a blog. Just everything, all my credits are in there.
Super cool. Super cool. So do you want to introduce your first interview that you are in Sacramento, California? And who did you interview?
Well, I went over to the Arthur Murray Dance School in here, Stockton, California. And they've been around like 3 years. And I interviewed the new student director, Madison. She's a lovely gal. And I went over there, and we talked for about 20 minutes. So I have the interview on YouTube, so you can play it and hear what she has to say. She does talk about her child, you know, her dancing as a child, about dance programs, dance competitions, festivals, parties, health benefits. And so you can hear her talking about that.
Okay.
Want to put that on now?
Yes, let's go there, Vaughn. Our engineer is ready to go. I'm Dawn Reese, Hollywood Connections, 106.1 FM, The Heat. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Teresa Velasquez, World Classic Miss Tourism 2019 and the current Miss Legacy 2020. I'm here with Madison from the Arthur Murray Dance Studio. Say hello, Madison.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. I love dancing myself, and I decided I was going to come over here and interview Madison and ask her some questions about herself and the studio she runs. She's the new student director?
I am.
Is that your title?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Okay. And I wanted to know a little bit about you as far as how did you get your start in dancing? What inspired you? What motivated you? Why did you start dancing?
Good question. Uh-huh. Well, I started when I was like 3 or 4 years old, just doing like little kid dancing. And I did that probably up until about junior high. And then I took a break and did more sports when I was in high school.
Oh.
So then when I went into college and I was working 3 different jobs, and I was going to school full time, and it was a really stressful time in my life. I wanted to find something that I could do to bring some joy back into my life. And so that's when I decided to try out some dance lessons again. And so I looked up, I had gone swing dancing a couple times when I turned 18, and I thought it was the greatest thing I had ever done.
Absolutely.
The moment you learn how to dance with a partner, there's like no going back.
Yes.
But it was so much fun. So I looked up, I think in the newspaper at that point, and I saw that there was an ad to take lessons at the Arthur Murray in Santa Barbara. And so it had for a free lesson to try it. When I called, they were so nice on the phone. And they said, actually, we have a spot tonight with one of our male instructors. So I put my heels on and my makeup on and went to the studio, and I loved it.
Yeah, I had a similar experience when I, my teens, living with mom and dad. And I just decided, why not? It's free lessons, right? So I went in and I was hooked for the rest of my life.
Yeah. And here I am. Yeah. I will be for the rest of my life.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So how long have you been doing this?
Now I've been with Arthur Murray. Like, I started as a student in 2005, and then I started as a teacher in 2007, and then I've been doing it since then.
And I understand you've been a top teacher.
Yeah. I've done a lot of teaching. I'm most known for my skills in the new student department. So my most favorite thing to do is to teach brand new students, so with no experience. And so I've done a lot with the company, actually, on helping train teachers and managers on how to have successful new student departments.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, as far as your programs, what kind of programs do you offer? You have beginner programs, you have intermediate, advanced programs. Mm-hmm. How does that work?
That's a great question. We have our main programs are the a new student program, which is really like a 2-week program if you need some survival skills. And then we have a program called the Bronze Program. And that there's different levels of bronze. And that is like your real strong social dancing program to be a really good looking social dancer. And so a majority of our student body is on the Bronze Program. Then from there, you can also do, as you advance in your Bronze Program, you can become a Silver Dancer. We have a Silver Program, and we have a Gold Program. And these can all be social dancing programs, or they can be competitive programs.
Right, there's the exhibition level, competitive. Do any of your students go to any of the local competitions? Does Arthur Murray have their own? I believe it's Arthur Murray that has their own organized competitions.
Yes. Yeah, we do a lot of things locally. Like yesterday we had our local extravaganza, which was in Lodi. Super successful night. That was really fun. And so that type of stuff is what we do locally. And as far as the big competitions, those are usually, they're put on by Arthur Murray, and they're in other cities and can be all over the world. So our most recent one that we just came back from was in Las Vegas. But we always also have one in Southern California. There will be one next year in Hawaii and New Orleans. And also there have been some in Italy. I think next year is Prague specifically.
How fun, yeah.
So it can be, there are lots that are hosted. And if the students want to go, we go.
Do you have cruises too? Going in?
We don't. We don't have cruises.
No.
We have a dinner cruise that we do, which is super fun. So how that works is Everyone meets here, and we take a limo to San Francisco.
Oh.
And we do a night out of dinner and dancing. So a majority of our student body is here for social dancing.
Yeah, I've done that with one of my schools where I used to teach. We used to do a similar thing.
Yeah.
To the horn blower.
The horn blower, that's what we do. Yeah. So it's a really fun night.
Okay. So now as far as your parties here, what do you offer as far as parties for the new students, for the more advanced students?
Yeah. So how our programs work is that everyone at our school takes private lessons. And so that's where you learn how to do like your leading and following. You learn your patterns, your style. You don't need a partner to learn, but you get that information on your private lessons. And then for all of our students, we have group classes 6 days per week and parties twice a week. So those are free with our private lesson programs. And our parties are different than like going out dancing in that all of the instructors are there. So we help, especially, you know, the new students, you're still learning your basics and trying to recognize what song to do to what dance steps. And so all the teachers are there to really coach you through social dancing. Mm-hmm. That way, when you go out dancing, you have had your practice time.
Yeah. I've written about the benefits of dance sport. And I wanted to know, what do you think are the benefits of dance sport?
Dance sport is a competitive term. Is that what you mean?
Right.
Yeah, I love it. To me, some of the biggest benefits of being involved in dance sport are just like the overall confidence that you get as a as someone who has done something like that. Think if you were a singer, you know, you can sing in your shower and that's one thing, but if you were to sing the national anthem in front of, you know, thousands of people, your confidence in your singing is going to be much stronger. Mm-hmm. And so that's something that being involved in competitions can do for you. And even if it's not your life goal to be the champion, you know, you can compete as a newcomer. And but just when you do something big like that, then when you find yourself at a wedding, you're not going to be afraid to ask someone to dance.
Exactly.
And really, anytime you're doing a sport, you're really getting a lot of the athletic benefits mm-hmm. from it. Mm-hmm. And so anytime you're training for something, you know, that's why people run marathons sometimes, or they do different, you know, are part of softball leagues, you know, there's always a championship involved. Anytime you have a goal with a deadline, you work harder on your endurance and you, mm-hmm. you know, you are more focused on your lessons. So
there's health benefits, you know, to dancing.
Yeah, so many. It's a lot about like your body and your balance, like mm-hmm. those fine muscles that you're working on, and just your posture really helps with like the blood flow. And you know, anytime you're learning a skill like dancing, because of the quick decisions you have to make on the mm-hmm. floor, it's not memorizing, you know, it's action reaction. That's really great for your brain.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And so that's actually been shown to be a leading, you know, health benefit as far as Alzheimer's go. It's mm-hmm. shown to slow the effects more than other activities that people might do, such as crossword puzzles or golfing or biking. So ballroom dancing specifically was one of the highest.
It helps your balance, people mm-hmm. with balance problems.
Mm-hmm.
It's just overall mm-hmm. great for health.
Yeah.
Now, as far as your, I think you're having festival right now. Did you say
we
you
are
started festival?
Yeah.
Okay. Could you tell us a little bit about the festivals here that you have at Art de Maurice?
Yeah.
And this is like your first week now.
This is week two.
Week two.
Last week was week one.
And what prizes do the students get? What prizes do the teachers get?
They get free lessons. Yeah. Dance shoes. We give away all kinds of things. Yeah. Workshops and mm-hmm. stuff like that. So the cool thing about being a part of a company that has been around since 1912 is that there are so many traditions that we get to like carry on. And one of those is called festival. And what it is it's a 6-week competition of it's a participation competition. So it's kind of like a 6-week spirit week. And it started back when Arthur Murray was on the East Coast and they didn't have air conditioning or heaters, and they had to close the studio for 6 weeks out of the year because the you know, no one wanted to go out in the heat or the cold. And so the teachers didn't want to not have a job for 6 weeks. Mm-hmm. So they threw these crazy parties with food and decorations and costumes and to help people come to the studio during these harsh weather times. And so now we have both of those things, heaters and air conditioning. In California, we always have great weather. So we still carry on that tradition, and it's turned into a worldwide participation competition. So everything that
I remember being in the teachers' festivals.
Yeah.
A lot of fun, lots of parties.
Lots of parties.
I mean, you go to all kinds of places. What places are you planning to take the students?
Normally our summer one, that's when we go on the cruise. Uh-huh. So that'll be our event. And then every party, the Friday parties we have here, mm-hmm. then we do the big decorations and costumes.
The theme parties.
Yeah. Our festival theme this year is the Festival of Festivals. Oh. So we have like a Mardi Gras. Uh-huh. We're doing like, I don't know, our posters are over there. Let me see. Last week was Carnival. That was fun. Yeah. So there's... that's our theme for this one. And then our part of this is our holiday ball. So we'll be having a ball.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Holiday ball.
Yeah. So that'll be December 13th. Uh-huh. And we do that in Foster City with mm-hmm. A lot of the Northern California Arthur Murray's.
So you get together with other Arthur Murray's studios.
Yep. Yeah, all the time.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. And so the students... participate a lot in the shows, you have a good turnout.
Yeah, so that event, the holiday ball, will have over 300 people in attendance. Uh-huh. And we, think of it like a wedding. You've got the big round tables, everything's uh-huh. decorated, everyone's dressed. This one is some kind of, it's like a white party, right? Everyone will be in white, yeah. So it's really beautiful. And then the teachers put on a show for the students. So it's like a big dinner dance. So a lot of social dancing and just celebrating the year and the dance progress.
That's wonderful. Now, you showed me this here, Dance-A-Rama. Mm-hmm. You have that too. Could you tell us a little bit about that, the Dance-A-Rama?
Yeah, the Dance-A-Ramas are the competitions. And so after our students go, then we make them a little book. So this kind of shows the pictures from the events. Uh-huh. So this is Sarah with Alexis here. Mm-hmm. This is Sarah and her husband. So he went as well. This is him dancing with his teacher. So we do these types
of
events.
Very glamorous.
It is. Yeah, it's a big glamorous event that we do. So this one was in San Diego. And then we have another one from, this one was from Irvine.
Irvine.
Mm-hmm. So this is Madi. She went. Mm-hmm. And these are all her fancy sparkly dresses. Uh-huh. And so, yeah, so we make these books so you can have the memories of all the
Absolutely.
Events. So this shows her dancing. And then this was, they had a grease party that night. So it is a competition, but there's always like a big show and there's always these themed dinners. And right. There's often excursions. Mm-hmm. So going to a competition isn't this like... competitive dancing
right.
event. It is, but there's so much more like mm-hmm. camaraderie and
yeah. and the socializing.
Things. Yeah. The cool thing about the Dance-A-Ramas is that you're socializing with people doing the same thing as you, but they're from other places. Like we have studios in Texas and we have studios in Florida, and then there's the Italian studios and the Peruvian studios and the Japan studios. Mm-hmm. So they're all there at this competition. Mm-hmm. And they're all social dancers, like mm-hmm. doing their competitive thing, and it's such a great environment.
Right, and there's you make a lot of friends because mm-hmm. you're socializing a lot. It's good for you, another health benefit, you mm-hmm. know, getting out, doing something, having fun.
Yes.
You get to dance with your other half.
Yeah, yeah, you can dance with your other half, or you don't need another half, you can dance with your teacher. You can dance with all the students there. So that I think is one of the coolest parts is that with partner dancing, you don't need to have a partner. And if you do, then look at these memories that you're creating with each other. Like,
right,
it's great.
Like this one thing I remember teaching, because I've taught Arthur Murray Princess, I told you, and we used to teach our students, just get up and ask the ladies,
yeah.
respectfully, just to dance and have fun. Mm-hmm. And so you're always dancing. I remember all the students were always up and dancing,
yep.
whether with a teacher or their, you know, spouses, friends.
Yeah.
So it's just a lot of fun, great mm-hmm. environment.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Everybody dances with each other.
Absolutely.
You know, that's the cool thing about social dancing, mm-hmm. is it's a mix and match, and And, you know, whatever you'd like. You can make it how you'd like.
Right. Now, you got started here in Stockton about 3 years ago?
Yep. Yeah, 3 years. Next May will be our fourth year, so we're about 3.5 years. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I was really happy to hear that they have brought an Arthur Murray here.
Yeah.
After teaching, you know.
Okay, so that is Teresa. And Teresa, give everyone your name again. I know we only have 3 minutes left. You are an amazing reporter. Of course you are, because you won the top entertainment reporter award with Hollywood Connections. So,
Yay! So
give us any last words of wisdom or anything you want to talk about. It's all yours.
Oh, yeah. I wrote about the benefits of dance sport. And Madison does talk about, you know, the health benefits of dance. And I'm glad she talks a little bit about that, because I wrote a whole book on that. So, I mean, it's so good all around for, you know, exercise, for your heart, for balance control, for anyone with, you know, weight issues, self-esteem, and the list goes on. And it's just so good for you. So I truly believe in it, and I wanted to talk to Madison about it. And so I'm hoping that everybody enjoyed her, you know, talking about dance sport and all the wonderful things that it offers. They're all over the world. So in the United States, it's all over the world. So sign up.
Well, Teresa, tell everybody, we have about 2 more minutes. Tell us about your dance background.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, I started as a kid at a school, Catholic school, because I went to Catholic elementary school, and we would do productions for Christmas and for Easter. And I remember my little dresses, you know, and we'd do little tap dancing and all that. And that's where all my love of dance came from, and singing, too, because I enjoyed singing. And then that, you know, just went from that to high school. I remember I do dance competitions, and then one time I decided, oh, I think I'll go to one of the schools here, you know, one of the Arthur Murray schools, and I did. And I danced a little bit with one of the instructors, and I like I said in the interview, I got hooked. So from that, from there, I went on to teaching, and now I've been teaching over 30 years.
Wow.
All the franchise schools, Arthur Murray, Fred Astaire's, community centers, independent schools. And I do my own choreography for pageants. You know, I do lyrical dancing and jazz dancing. So I love it.
So other pageants could hire you. I know, I'm looking at the clock. We have 34 seconds. They can hire you to teach and choreography their pageants around the world, correct?
Sure. Why not?
That's a forte. Sure. That's for sure. Teresa, you have been such a delight on the air with us tonight. And we're excited. You're going to have maybe a monthly with me with Hollywood Connections.
Yep.
We're excited because Howard Sweeney, you're going to go interview hopefully soon in Sacramento.
Yep.
Yay.
Yep.
And that was his
Yay.
Mom was the pre-Grammy founder. I'm Dawn Reese. We got to go. Teresa, we love you. Thank
Bye.
You, everyone, for watching. We'll see you
love
next
you.
Month.
Bye.
Love you, too. Bye,